All right, let's get into the news. The Noon Optimists are kicking off their annual Avenue of the Flags program to help raise funds for their scholarship programs. Optimist Chuck Bailey tells us how this program got started 30 years ago.
Well, how it came about, a fellow member, Ray Halland, he and I were both charter members of the Morning Club, and he was meeting over in Davenport, I think, and they reported on having a flag program, so he brought the idea back to us in Marshalltown, and we decided to go with it.
They started with 150 subscriptions, and now they have close to 500 subscribers. Chuck tells us when the flags will be flying.
The first flag will be going up, on Memorial Day.
Okay.
And then Flag Day, then the 4th of July, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. So those are the five times we put the flags up, and the cost per subscription is $50 per year.
If you would like to have a flag flying in front of your home during those times, you can call Teresa Walton at 641-751-6236 or email them at mtownoptimistflags@gmail.com. The Salvation Army Volunteer Week is coming to a close, and the Salvation Army Major Nelson DeLaverge talks about how they are thanking their volunteers.
For the Salvation Army, it's National Volunteer Week. And so we're thanking our volunteers in different ways. I'm posting little things on our Facebook page and other things.
And there are plenty of opportunities for you to sign up for volunteer opportunities.
Well, we need volunteers for all sorts of things, particularly our food pantry. We need volunteers to collect food. We need volunteers to help with our youth programming. We got one more month of youth programming going on. That's on Wednesday nights, where we could use some adults to help us.
And you can check out their socials and their Facebook, or rather, web page, to find out more ways that you can sign up to volunteer. The legislature has passed a bill requiring Iowa public officials to follow the governor's order to fly the American flag and the Iowa flag at half staff on public buildings. Last September, the chairman of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors defied Governor Reynolds' executive order last September to lower the flags on public grounds in honor of Charlie Cook, the nationally known conservative activist who was murdered during an event in Utah. Senator Don Driscoll, Republican from Williamsburg, says after Kirk's murder, President Trump called on all Americans to reject political violence of any kind.
The bill allows a person to report alleged violations to the Attorney General, who may action to obtain compliance.
Johnson County Supervisor John Green said last September that he condemned Kirk's killing, but he would not grant Johnson County honors to a man who made it his life mission to denigrate so many Johnson County constituents. Senate Democrat leader Janice Weiner of Iowa City says Kirk's murder was an abomination, but the proposal may violate First Amendment issues. A bill that passed the deadline in the Iowa legislature is a bill supported by Kara Warmey. It's a $3 million pediatric cancer research grant to the University of Iowa Hospitals.
Exciting example of the power of advocacy by the public. There is a group of parents who've had children be diagnosed with cancer, and some their kids are in remission and some lost their young ones. And they, many of them had to travel out of state for treatment for their kids, but they see the great potential and services that we have at the said family Children's Hospital in Iowa.
It is 7:10. We'll be back with stories about the Marshalltown Speedway and the Iowa Veterans Home following this.
Prom night is almost here, and your ride should shine just as much as you do. This Saturday, Supershine Car Wash is supplying promgoers with a free touchless car wash. Just swing by either of Supershine's Marshalltown locations between 9 and noon on Saturday. One rule, the promgoer must be in the car and show their student ID. Look your best, arrive in a spotless ride. Have a safe and fun prom from Supershine Car Wash.
It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by McCall Monument, a family business all about your family.
7:10, welcome back. Coming up, we'll give away a pair of tickets to go see Alabama at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand, our final pair of tickets. On the way, we have newsmakers. We'll visit with State Representative David Blum here in a little bit. More news. Here's Andy Schwant.
Thank you, Kyle. Tonight, the Marshalltown Speedway will finally get their season started. Jerry Van Sickle describes a bit of the history of the Speedway.
This weekend is season opener, 63rd annual. It's hard to believe we've raced for 63 years at the current location. You know, the fairgrounds used to be down where the city shop is years ago. Then it moved in 64 out there. So since 1964, its current location, we've been racing Fridays, sometimes on Sundays, sometimes on Tuesdays weekly back in the day.
Late models are the feature division. Jerry lets us know what it takes to get in.
Cost for this week, and because it is a special with the late models, is $20 for adults, seniors 65 and plus, students 11 to 17, and veterans are in for 15. Now, this is the grandstand prices, and kids 10 and under with a paid $1 always free.
It's always an exciting night at the Marshalltown Speedway. Kids' night will be held throughout the season.
This year we're going to do a lot of kids' stuff. Each month is going to be a kids' night. So our first kids' night, we've already got a massive amount of candy, and we'll let the kids come down on the racetrack. We'll spread the candy out, split them up in age groups, and they'll pick up the candy in about 2.5 seconds.
You can see their socials for all the specials all year long. Not to be left out, the Iowa Veterans Home will also get into the race car action today, as the Iowa Speedway will be visiting the Iowa Veterans Home this afternoon to give residents rides in official Iowa Speedway vehicles. That happens at 2 to 4 this afternoon.